today the church celebrates Friday of the 26th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 10, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord grieves that the people of the towns of Chorazin and Bethsaida didn't appreciate all he had done among them. They were unchanged by God's works in their midst and weren't in any way moved by them to turn to a better life. We too can sometimes miss the signs of God's grace among us. Grace might take the form of a surprising kindness shown to us, an unexpected invitation, a word of appreciation or support when it was needed, a positive and willing response to a request we've made, or someone's simple presence and work among us. The Lord comes to us especially in and through His followers, in and through each other in the church. He says in today's gospel, "Whoever listens to you listens to me." We don't always recognize how the Lord touches our lives. We don't always notice the Lord passing by and gracing us in different ways. In the evening, it might be good to look back over our day, notice where and how the Lord has been gracing us with His presence, and then to quietly give thanks for that.